We're lucky enough to be joined by Dale Arnold of Dale and Keefe on WEEI in Boston. First of all, Dale, thanks for your time joining us here in Denver, Colorado. Appreciate you, man. When the Broncos have been talked about from your guys' perspective for the last 2 weeks, what's the tone when it comes to Denver?
Well, first of all, if I'm on the Fireball hotline, does that mean you're sending me stuff?
Maybe. We'll see how you do.
Good point. I might not be that great, to be honest. I think the big question, we talked to Jason McCourty earlier today about the quarterback situation. You know, who are you planning to play against? And he said, look, we plan to play against Drew Lock. You know, we plan for everybody, but that's our thought, that it's going to be Drew Lock on Sunday/Monday/Tuesday. But that's probably the biggest question for everybody here.
And we're visiting with Dale Arnold of Dale and Keefe on WEEI in Boston. Dale, what's the latest that you're hearing there with the positive test? How many people has it been? What's the latest there when it comes to the coronavirus?
I got off the air at 2 our time, and I've been out doing stuff since then. When last I heard, there was one confirmed positive. Some folks around here seem to think it's an offensive lineman. I can't confirm or deny that, but that's, you know, one of the words that I've heard out there. And reportedly, they were waiting for the confirmation of a second positive test. If it's one, I feel fairly confident about Sunday at 1. If we get to 2, then I don't know. Now, keep in mind, the last positive test for the Bruins, that's my other job, for the Patriots was the 11th. Generally speaking, it's thought that the incubation period is somewhere between 4 and 5 days. Today's the 16th. Cowart was the last positive test. Today's the 16th. Based on the incubation period, it kind of stands to reason today would be the day that you'd expect a positive test if you got one.
Yeah, we're expecting this game to be played, Dale. Adam Schefter said no other contingency plans are being made, so until we hear otherwise, this game's going to be played in about 48 hours or so. Dale Arnold of Dale and Keith from WEEI in Boston joining us here on Stokely and Zach. You know, I'm fascinated. I know this isn't like, you know, top of the list conversations when it comes to Sunday's game, but I am just fascinated with the relationship, or maybe even lack thereof, between Tom Brady and the Patriots, how it all went down, the speculation for over a year, and now where the franchise is at without Tom Brady. Can you just speak to, like, maybe the tone or temperament from the fan base? Like, and I'll give you a recent example from today, Dale, that came up on the show. Carmelo Anthony is one of the great players of all time in the history of the Denver Nuggets, but half of the fan base, you know, can't stand him. When his name comes up, it often divides a room. What is the tone around the whole dynamics between Brady, Belichick, the organization, how it ended up, and reconciling that with the history that was made over 2 decades?
I was told directly and reported on our station directly from within the Brady camp that he knew in August of his last year here that it was done. That this was his last year. He was going to finish out the season and then he was going to go elsewhere, which is exactly the way it played out. I will freely admit to you, and I'm such a hypocrite when I say this, but I find myself rooting against him, which is ridiculous if you think about the, you know, 19 years of unparalleled success that he gave the organization. But I watch him and it's hard for me to root for him because he's playing for another team. I see Gronk there, who looks like a shadow of his former self, in my opinion. But it's not Tom Brady's fault either. You know, there was a conflict between he and Bill Belichick about, you know, the age and the projection of where his career was going to go. Brady thought it was going to go in a certain direction. Belichick thought it was going to go in another direction and probably thought it was going to be that way for the last couple of years. Brady's still really good. He will go down, in my opinion, as the greatest quarterback who ever lived, with all due respect to John Elway and Peyton Manning and all those other people. But right now, he doesn't look like the same guy. You know, he's got a couple of pick sixes. He's had pick sixes in like 4 of his last 6 games. He doesn't look like the same guy to me, And I think that's probably what Belichick saw coming down the pipe.
Dale, real quick, was the initial fracture of the relationship the drafting of Jimmy G?
I don't think so.
I think if anything, it probably, you know, cranked Brady up a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, really? That's going to be the guy who replaces me? Oh, sure, I'll show you. And ultimately, when Belichick traded Jimmy G off to San Francisco, Brady won. I don't think that was it. I think it had been building for a while. And frankly, listen, I can't speak for you fellas. I got a wife. She's got a voice in my house. She helps, you know, determine how I approach things and how I think of things. And I think ultimately Gisele Bündchen had a lot to do with where Brady felt he was and wasn't within the Patriots organization. He didn't feel he was appreciated by Bill Belichick. He thought he was by Bob Kraft. But I think ultimately the way things worked out, I think Gisele Bündchen thought that he should be appreciated more than he was. And I think she had something to do with his ultimate, you know, thought process in moving on.
Interesting. And Dale Arnold of Dale and Keefe, WEEI in Boston, joins us to talk Patriots. Dale, thanks again for joining us. Last one from me, buddy. The Patriots football team this year, who are they? Obviously, they had a lot of opt-outs, but still a really good, sound, fundamental football team that's 2-2. What do you make of this Patriots team?
They're 2-2, and let's be honest, okay? If they had Cam Newton available to them against Kansas City, I think it's a pretty good chance they beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
You know, they had subpar quarterback play from Brian Hoyer, slightly better, but still subpar quarterback play from Jarrett Stidham. If, in fact, Cam Newton had been, you know, the guy under center, I think they would have done better than that. I think they are a run-first team, both with Newton as an offensive option and with guys like Damian Harris and others. Rex Burkhead in the offensive backfield. They're not the throw first, run later option that we saw under Tom Brady the last few years. But I think that both Josh McDaniels, sorry, Denver fans, I know you don't like to hear me say that name, and Bill Belichick, I think that in some respects they kind of enjoy the different offensive options that they have available. Because let's be honest, for a long time now, there were some certain limitations for Tom Brady's game. And they coached around those. He was still great. But now they can do a few more things, some RPOs and some other things that they couldn't even consider when Brady was the guy at quarterback.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think this game may end up closer than some believe it will. Do you have a prediction for the game before we let you go, Dale?
Boy, it's so hard to – I mean
– it's going to be Locke. It's going to be Drew Locke.
We talked to Jason McCourty today.
Yeah.
He said to me, think about this. Cam Newton has missed – one practice. He's been gone for almost 3 weeks. He's missed one official practice. Even today's practice was canceled. He didn't miss that one.
Wow.
But what's he going to be like when he gets under center? What's he going to be like? You know, is he going to be a run first guy as opposed to his throwing is, you know, sometimes on again, off again. Anyway, I'll be curious to see how he throws the ball. I think the Patriots win, but by a slim margin, perhaps by 3. If we had Brandon Stokley on our roster, we would kick ass.
You're my guy, Dale. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, great stuff, Dale. Thanks for dropping by, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Fellas, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dale. All right, there he goes. Dale Arnold of Dale and Keefe on WEEI in Boston.